Well, yesterday, for the first time, we got to see the dash cam video in the case of Randall Carrick, the white, now former, Charlotte, North Carolina police officer charged in 2013 with voluntary manslaughter in the shooting death of Jonathan Ferrell, an unarmed young black man mistaken for a burglar when he knocked on a stranger's door around 2:30 a.m. after a car accident outside of Charlotte. Here's some of the dash cam. Very disturbing. The tape was part of the defense testimony of Carrick's fellow officer, Adam Neal, who also responded to the 911 call. Today is day four of Carrick's trial. Gwendolyn Glenn is covering it for WFAE in Charlotte. And Gwendolyn, will link to that tape at hearandnow.org. It shows Officer Neal's car racing to the scene. Then what?
When he gets to the scene, you see Jonathan Ferrell slowly walking up a sidewalk. And as he gets closer to the police, there's one police car on the left side, two others are on the right side. One on the right side is former Officer Carrick. And as he approaches the police, he seems to start to put his hands in his pockets. And then that's when you see the taser dots start to appear on his shirt. And that's when he starts to run toward the police. And kind of in between the two sets of police cars, you hear someone say, "Get on the ground, get on the ground." And that's when the shots start to be fired.
But you say his hands start to go towards his pockets. They don't go in his pockets. And his hands are empty the entire time.
Correct. There was no weapon seen in his hands. And he seemed to be casually walking up to police. Also, at that same time, it's been testified in court that Officer Carrick had his gun pulled and pointed toward Ferrell at that time as well. Jonathan Ferrell is out of the camera's view once he gets to a certain point, so we can't see what's going on. We just hear the shots being fired. The officer who testified yesterday said that he did not see the first shots. He did not see Ferrell strike Carrick. His defense has said that he was struck by Jonathan Ferrell. We didn't see any of that on the camera. And the officer who testified yesterday said when he came up, Jonathan Ferrell was across the knees and feet of Carrick and that he was kind of crawling up him. And that's when he said Carrick began to fire again. When Jonathan Ferrell paused, he said that's when those last volleys that we hear on the tape were fired.
So how was this video treated in court?
It was shown without a whole lot of fanfare because when some of the other more graphic pictures were shown, the judge has given the family a chance to leave and has even said to them, if any of you think this will be upsetting, I would suggest that you leave the courtroom now. But basically with this, Adam Neal, the officer whose cruiser shot this video, just said, yes, that's my signature. That's the date when the evidence was entered, and they started to play the video.
This is a very dark street. A young man who we know for a fact had been in a very bad car accident. He's now staring at the high beams of three police cars and suddenly a red taser light. What is the prosecution saying about what his state of mind might have been?
Well, the prosecution has tried to portray him as simply a person who was probably distraught, probably very afraid, and may have been confused or even injured because they showed pictures in court of the car after the accident, and it was between lots of trees. One tree was under the car. It was a very wooded area. His shoes were found later in the car. His cell phone was found later in the car. So they're saying that he had no way to communicate, so he walked in this dark area to a nearby home.
And what is the defense saying about why a policeman had already had his gun unholstered and why they felt the need to shoot?
Well, the defense is saying, even though the prosecution says that Ferrell did not try to force his way into the home and when the police came, he was not near the home, the defense said that it was appropriate for Carrick to have his weapon drawn because he didn't know if Ferrell had a weapon. Also, he's saying that this was a priority one, breaking and entering, which means the suspect was still on the scene. So they're saying that they responded not knowing what they were going to encounter. The officer acted out of defense and that this was a justified shooting.
This is something that happened back in 2013. This is before the country was having the conversation it's having now. What is the conversation there?
Actually, Bree Newsom, who's now known for climbing a flagpole and taking the Confederate flag down in South Carolina. Talked about how African Americans have to walk around with their hands up trying to defend themselves and please don't shoot. We have a right to live. The defense is saying that this is not a case of racial profiling. This is a case of a young man making poor choices in terms of how he presented himself to the police and how he presented himself to the homeowner, because they're saying he should have sat down and said, I've been in an accident, I need help.
Gwendolyn Glenn of WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. Gwendolyn, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll follow the story.